And that was Special Olympics athlete Breda Lucy singing The Banks of My Own Lovely Lee to an 800-strong crowd in City Hall, Cork City, last night. Team Munster assembled for the first time before they compete in the 2018 Special Olympics Ireland Games in June, and the Special Olympics torch was there to greet them. Now, members of the Garda Special Olympics Law Enforcement Run showed off the torch of hope. Henry McKean, our own intrepid reporter, was there to capture the magic atmosphere, the magical atmosphere, and he joins us now.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning from Cork. Yes, wonderful. A sea of red in Cork last night. They were singing and dancing as the 385 Special Olympics athletes, supporters and volunteers took to the streets to launch Team Munster before the Ireland Games in Dublin from the 14th to the 17th of June. I met Team Munster athletes who were very excited about the 2018 Ireland Special Olympics Games, and Garda Sergeant Gavin Hegarty, that's L-E-T-R, or Law Enforcement Torch Run Coordinator for the Southern Region of Ireland, running with the torch around Cork City. The torch run starts on the 11th of June, moving through Munster, Connacht, Ulster, then Leinster, hitting the Talla Stadium for the opening ceremony. This is a cross-border torch run with the PSNI involved too.
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic from an Garda Síochána's perspective, and LETR, I suppose, giving back to these athletes and getting involved in a torch run is something very special, and it's great to see the look on their faces when the torch comes along.
It's a great honour to carry the torch because I never carry the torch in my life. Up the kingdom, by eh?
I'm usually the popular and competitive one who always wants to win.
Hello, my name is Jonathan Kearns. I'm from Kesla in County Kerry. I've never been here before. Like, it's my first time going into the All-Ireland.
My name is Cull Mahan. I'm from Inniscarview, Ballincollig, County Cork. I'm picked for the Ireland Games in Dublin. Great, in City Hall, Cork, Anglesey Street.
My name is Barry O'Regan. I'm from Inniscum to Clare. I play basketball. I love it. It's my favourite sport because I have the height for it.
You are tall, aren't you?
Yeah.
What height are you?
I can't remember.
But you're tall.
I'm very tall.
Henry, I have to say no more to myself. Everybody's taller than you and me put together. But anyway, that's it. You're excited. Sorry, I had to get that dig in because I work with somebody who's over 6 feet tall. The excited Special Olympics athletes there, Henry and Cork. What other athletes did you meet?
Well, I met Noreen O'Driscoll from Blackpool in Cork, who sports 10-pin bowling, and her coach, Karen O'Brien.
Knocking the pins, getting the old temper out and just knocking them.
And we can hear the party in the background. It's a celebration today, isn't it?
Oh, it's massive. The excitement, the atmosphere. It's like we want to go to Dublin now. Not in June, but now.
So you want to go to Dublin now for the Games?
Yeah, because we're all fired up for it now.
My name is Karen O'Brien. I'm the head coach for the Munster team. I'm also the head coach for the Cork Special Olympics Bowling Club. So we've got about 40 to 50 athletes every Thursday night. And I'm also a manager in Leisureplex, where we do the bowling every Thursday night, so it's great. Every time it's a new experience, and every time you meet new athletes and you make new friends, and they're an amazing bunch of people, and they make me so proud. Just to even get to know them, become friends with them, amazing.
Over to me now. It's great being here tonight, and a lot of people around, and it's great fun. We're meeting celebrities, like the Lord Mayor, Deputy Lord Mayor. I don't know where Dillery Lord Mayor is tonight, but never mind, he's with us in spirit. And over to yourself.
Well, thank you so much. You're a pro at this interview stuff.
Thank you very much. Over and out.
She is indeed, Henry. That was Special Olympics athlete Noreen O'Driscoll and her coach Karen O'Brien there. Now, Henry, can you give us a picture of how much work goes into the Special Olympics behind the scenes?
Paul, yeah, this is a massive event. Months of planning, coaches, volunteers. It's all about the grassroots clubs. I always go on about them because it's so important. They do it for free, all those volunteers. Something like 9,000 athletes are trained weekly. Here is head of delegation for Munster, an Australian living in Ireland 18 years. Here is Julie Dwyer.
This is a huge, huge kickstart to the whole campaign. They've been working very hard for months and months, but this is the exciting bit. They've got their gear on for the first time. They're seeing the torch run, and they're here for a party, and we're going to give them a party.
Matt English, CEO of Special Olympics Ireland. The Munster team are together again, but this time in their uniforms, and it's the official launch of this team, just over 40 days out from the Games now. So it's the excitement is building.
Owen O'Bear, I'm the Regional Director for Special Olympics in Munster. You can hear the noise behind us here as well as excitement's building. We have over 385 athletes going to the Games.
Senator Gerry Buttimer, leader of Shannon Éireann, it's about the camaraderie, the love and the enthusiasm and the warmth and the excitement. And you can't buy that and you can't replace that. And that's what this is about. It's about young people, not so young people, of different talents, different varieties, dispensing with whatever and coming together under the umbrella of Special Olympics. And it's about the joy and the fun that it brings and it gives the people involved. And it's a fantastic organisation. And it's based upon one great thing. We're all equal. We're all about doing our best and participating.
And that was Senator Jerry Buttermer ending Henry McKean's report on the official launch of the Munster team in Cork City Hall last night. Now, there will be an extended Special Olympics report on Under the Covers with Henry McKean on Sunday at 9 p.m. here on News Talk. And the Special Olympics Ireland Games take place in Dublin from June the 14th to June the 17th. Let's hope to get the weather and summer has started by then. And News Talk are media partners with the Special Olympics Ireland Games. And for more, check out SpecialOlympics.ie. Okay. Wonderful organisation.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. And look, I think you got the true essence and the true spirit of sport there in that report.